The Harriet Tubman Home in Auburn is anticipating more tourists will visit after the announcement earlier this week that Tubman will be featured on the $20 bill. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, this adds to the excitement about the home being classified as a national park.
The Harriet Tubman Home was actually used by Tubman as a place where she took care of the elderly or anyone who needed a place to stay, which was fitting for the woman who lived life selflessly. For more than 10 years, she risked her life making many trips to free enslaved African Americans during the mid-19th century.
She thought about others. I love that about her.
Tourist Annie Hart of Geneva says some of the items in the Tubman home remind her of where she grew up in the South.
And this here was a tabletop butter churn. It was one of many kinds of churns that were used.
Reverend Paul Gordon Carter gives tours of the home, and when he heard Tubman was going to be put on the $20 bill,
pretty much said, hallelujah, it finally happened.
He says it will increase the number of visitors to the Tubman home and the surrounding area. The home is also going to be turned into a national park, although the U.S. government is still reviewing the purchase.
Transitions are happening even as we speak. It's just not trickled down into this area as of yet.
The $20 bill will give a new generation more opportunities to learn about Tubman's history, including 11th grader Chandler Mann from Stockbridge Valley.
It seems like it's a long time coming. It's just about time that we get more people in there than just the founding fathers. There was more than just them that built the nation.
The U.S. Treasury anticipates the final concept designs for the new 20, as well as $10 and $5 bills, to be unveiled in 2020. In Auburn, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.